everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scopes for the 26th of April. So today we've got Venus making a parallel to Chiron, the Moon leaves via combustion. So yeah, you know, the Moon leaving via combustion means that it's out of the fiery way. If you want to know more about that, check out the separate audio we made. If you've been feeling more emotionally traumatized or overwhelmed, this may ease up now as the Moon comes out of the fiery way. Venus's parallel to Chiron entered on the 22nd of April, so that today on the 26th, and the energy's leaving around the 1st of May, so it's been affecting us for about 2 weeks and will continue to affect us for about the next 10 days. So it's kind of like an aura of healing, especially when it comes to healing our relationships, especially the one that most of us should be having with ourselves. We can be so mean to ourselves, especially, you know, we're programmed to not admit our flaws, to deny them, see them as weaknesses, see emotions as weaknesses, or sort of like just play down and put ourselves into boxes and try and fit into one box or maybe two boxes instead of accepting that we have many different facets to our humanity. So Venus's parallel to Chiron, as I said, is like a soothing balm, providing sort of like peace and calm and serenity and understanding for our emotional, psychological and spiritual wounds. It allows us to go within and mend what's broken within us, or start continuing that work with more grace and compassion, forgiveness and understanding towards ourselves and others. But negatively can make us dwell, think too much about the past and our insecurities, and this can make us emotionally vulnerable and seeking drugs, alcohol, other people, hookups, or that sense of validation that we mean something. And this can sort of like energy cloud our judgment and our boundaries as well. So just make sure you gain consent, look after yourself, try not to do anything to put yourself in danger. If you do things that people may, that you allow people to step over your boundaries, ignoring red flags and stuff like that, just be gentle with yourself, because you know we all sometimes hurt ourselves, and then we can hurt ourselves more when we dwell in guilt and shame. And when we're in that cycle, it's so hard to get out, and it does come in and out, and it can take years, even decades to get out of it. So, you know, just give yourself time. That's why I always bang on that healing is a day by day process. We have never arrived, we are always arriving. So this energy sort of like just the best use of it is just to nurture ourselves, engage in healthy self-care practices, so not toxic ones like overindulging in drugs, alcohol, anything that's toxic to your mind, body and soul in excess. Also, you know, you can use the energy of the Moon's departure from fire combustion. You know, this can give us more inner peace, as I said, allows us to set new intentions and let go of emotional baggage. It's a time for reflection, forgiveness and new beginnings, and just seek out closure and help when you need it as well, and just open your arms to positive change, especially when it comes to your mindset and your self-esteem and all important relationship with yourself. So yeah, that was the Daily Scopes for the 26th of April.